A Louisiana man was sentenced to death last week, ordinarily not a national news item coming out of that state. But what makes this case unusual is that the guilty man, Patrick Kennedy, was convicted not of murder, but of rape. His victim was an 8-year-old girl. 26 years ago, the U.S. Supreme Court outlawed death sentences for rape against an adult victim. But in Louisiana, the rape of a child under 12 is a capital crime. Joining us for analysis is our regular guest, Slate's legal analyst, Dahlia Lithwick. Dahlia, why is this a constitutional question in the first place? Because states usually set criminal penalties, don't they?
Well, they do, and that's one of the reasons that a lot of the states and states' rights people are very exercised. Since about 1972, the Supreme Court has been weighing in on all sorts of state capital punishment regimes, invalidating them under the Eighth Amendment ban on cruel and unusual punishment. But what that means is that not only crimes themselves, but states' means of executing people are subject to Supreme Court scrutiny.
The Eighth Amendment prohibits both cruel and unusual punishment, and usually I'm used to hearing that phrase, you know, spoken together. But somehow this issue looks at these two criteria separately. Is that right?
It's true. Most of us tend to think of cruel and unusual as all one word. But the 1977 case you referred to, Coker versus Georgia, the court really focused on the cruelty aspect of cruel and unusual punishment. They said that simply taking a life when no life was taken was inappropriate, was, quote, excessive and out of proportion. But the Louisiana Supreme Court, who has upheld this Louisiana capital punishment statute, says that, hey, just because it's unusual, just because other states don't do this, doesn't make it unconstitutional. If you say, what are the other states doing, you're essentially barring any state from trying something new. And Louisiana does have a good point there.
We'll just note that Mr. Kennedy is the first person to be sentenced to death under this statute. The other people accused of raping children under 12 all pled out those cases, so they never actually got to the sentencing portion. But why did Louisiana lawmakers think that they could get around the Supreme Court's outlawing of the death penalty for rape by applying the sentence to rapists who go after children? How is that going to work?
Well, there is a literal reason, which is that the Supreme Court really did tend to discuss adult victims in that 1977 case. And there's also been a glosses later on that case where the Supreme Court has upheld death penalty in cases where the defendant did not actually take a life. So it looks like there's a little bit of wiggle room. There's also a slightly more sophisticated view of rape these days. A lot of people say that the Supreme Court's analysis in 1977, where they said, you know, no life is taken from a rape victim, is really wrong. That for a rape victim, particularly a child, life as they know it is taken. And so maybe there's some wiggle room there.
But, you know, you and I talked a couple of weeks ago about this conundrum of rape laws, how we think about this crime, how we react to the crime, and how we try to punish this crime. It's just a terribly difficult question for society and for jurisprudence as well.
It is. It's a terrible problem. And unfortunately, if you've been the victim of a rape, you're completely, I think, justified in wanting to see the rapist executed. The question is there some place for, quote, cooler heads to prevail in this discussion? And it's not clear right now in an era of victims' rights that that's the case.
Legal analyst Dahlia Lithwick writes the jurisprudence column for Slate. Thank you, Dahlia.
Thank you for having me.